Hello.
Hello, this is Stephanie from Customer Services returning your call. How may I help you?
Hi, I was on a call with one of your colleagues, pretty much trying to figure out what the charges were. She explained to me this was something that was fine printed in something that I ordered. I'd like to cancel it. I was told that it's already charged for this time and the future will be canceled, and also coupon or something was emailed to me, which I haven't seen. That's the conversation we had until she had to leave. So,
Yes,
again, this is
sir.
a charge of 56 something to my account that I was unaware of. And I would like to get it canceled and
All right.
refunded, but
Is the name Steve
I'm Steve
Lazarus?
Lazarus.
Yes, I have your account right here. Could you verify your address for me?
223 Thunder Gulch Circle, Havre de Grace, Maryland, 21078.
All right, yes, sir. I got your account. It's pulling up, so if you could just bear with me for a minute. I'm sorry, our systems are being a little slow this morning. You could still bear with me, our systems are still loading up the account.
Okay.
Okay, and you're asking about that $56.95?
Yes.
So I see that you called in earlier and they explained about what had happened with that.
Hello?
Just give me 1 minute here, sir. I'm just trying to figure out what happened here.
I mean, bottom line, I'd like a refund. If that's not possible, I'd like to know what do I get for the 56 and make sure no future charges. I was told about something was emailed. I don't see nothing. If it absolutely cannot be refunded, then please show me what I get for the 56.
I actually can get you, I can refund up to 35%.
35%.
Yes, sir.
Which is gonna be like what, about $20 or something?
Let me calculate it up real quick for you. 56.95. Your final price will be 37.02.
What, one more time?
37.02.
3702 will be refunded to me.
Yes, sir.
But what do I get for 56 that was charged? What services or what do I get for that?
Let me check on what you ordered in the beginning.
I get this spam email about pay shipping and handling. You get this little bag. I mean, the bag was even so small, I
Yes,
didn't know what
sir.
bag I thought.
So
Okay, I thought that was the end of it.
when you did that, you get a welcoming gift for our Factory Direct store, and every month you're charged for it. And
Jeez.
in return, you received a 125 gift card to be used in our gadget store online. It should have been
Okay,
received
so
in an email.
way forward, I would like to cancel future. And
Yes,
if I
sir.
can find this voucher, the 100 something, then maybe I'll suck up what happened this month.
Did you
But I don't
get an
know.
email with it?
I can't recall. I haven't got one.
could be something that I didn't recognize and got thrown away or something. Do you know exactly when this was sent?
Yes, sir. Let me check that for you real quick.
And what address was sent to?
Yes, sir. Just bear with me for a minute. Okay. Do you have a pen and paper? I got the email for you if you couldn't find it so that you can email them about that voucher.
Yeah, I was saying if you tell me the date, that could, you know, search, but let me write down what you have.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So it's going to be support at capital G. E-T.
E-T?
It should be getamazingproductstoday.com. Support at getamazingproductstoday.com.
Today, all one word.
Yes, sir.
.com. Do you know when this was sent?
You ordered, it should have been sent around 12:07, the 7th of this month.
I'm typing search for support at getamazing product. Today, even your own. I'm just coming up with nothing. This is my trash.
It should be the capitalized ones are like it, the first word, and each letter is capitalized. Get.
Does it matter for an email?
I really don't think it should matter, sir, but it should be support at getamazingproductstoday, one word, .com.
Support at get. Even if I was typing support at get, that should be enough for a search, and it all comes up with nothing. Can this be sent again?
One more time, sir.
Can this be sent again?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's do that a long time and cut all this. So if you can send me that again, then I will be satisfied with trying to find something that's worth $125 and make sure this doesn't happen in the future for me. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I can go ahead and get that canceled for you so you won't get any future
please
charges on you.
And then send me a new email. But when I order something with this voucher, is it going to automatically sign me in again?
One more time, sir. I'm sorry. I just couldn't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
When you send me this email with the voucher.
Yes, sir.
I'll keep going. And I order something from your site. Is this going to automatically have me a recurring charge again?
It should not give you a recurring charge after I cancel it for you. And even when you order something on there, it's the discount store. So
okay,
you should just be able to use that voucher.
They should, meaning that it's possible, but hopefully not.
Yes, sir.
So, can you send that to me again? I'll look for it right now.
The email?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I can get you. If that one's not working, I can get you a different one.
And let me know when you cancel. I don't mean if it's not working. I just haven't seen it.
The email?
Yeah.
Oh, I gave you that email. So if you couldn't find that email into your email, you can email that one I gave you and ask them about that vulture and they'll voucher and they'll send it back to you. Another
also,
copy
you,
of it.
So is it that voucher number? How are you going to know which one?
One more time.
How will they know which voucher to send to me?
They always send the 125 gift card voucher. They have it in their systems.
Let's explain that I need the $125 gift card voucher. I didn't get it. Right?
Right. They should have sent it to you. And
no,
you might...
line, I don't see it. So you know they're saying I don't have it. I would like to have it again.
Yes, sir. I understand.
So
Go ahead.
If I email this, they will automatically send me the 125 voucher. It's not no particular voucher number and so on. They know which one it is.
Hold on 1 second. They shouldn't need a number, but they should already know. But let me just ask my supervisor just in case.
There's no way you can request it and get it sent for me?
One more time.
There's no way you can request this and get it sent to me?
You'll have to email them for that. I can't send that voucher out. Customer?
You're saying you're going to ask your supervisor if there's a particular number with it.
Oh, yes. Hold on one more time. Bear with me, we're a little busy today. Bear with me.
When I email them, should I mention anything about canceling, or you just got that part?
I can go ahead and cancel your account for you from here, but you're just going to have to email them for that voucher back to send
I know,
you.
But have you done that yet? I mean, I really need it to be canceled.
Yes, sir. I can give you a cancellation number and cancel
so
it for you.
Okay. So I don't need to mention anything about canceling future when I ask for this voucher, right? Because that's separate.
Yes, sir. They'll still send you that voucher when you email them.
Okay. I just emailed them. I just said, hello, I did not get the 125 voucher that I was told was emailed to me. Is there anything else I should put in there?
No, sir. That should be just perfect.
That should be good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And do you want that cancellation number?
Oh, definitely. Can you tell me what that is, please?
Yes, just... All right, so you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, C as in Charlie. 26, 31, 14, 15, 6.
So C26314156.
Yes, sir, and that's it. And you'll be canceled and you shouldn't get any reoccurring charges and they should email you back with that voucher.
Okay. And what's your company name again?
Stephanie. Oh, you mean the company's name? We're a third party call center. So we service multiple products.
Just for reminding myself what company this cancellation is from, there's nothing to put there. Just customer service.
Yes, sir.
And the best number for this is what? Telephone number?
That will be, let me find it.
Is it the one I called or what?
It should be the one you call is the one
that
you call.
I called 1-877 and then this is a 925 that you call me back on. So which is it?
Use the 19. Use the one that I called you from.
925?
Yes, sir.
California? Are you in California? Weird. All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Customer.